Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It is Greeny here on ESPN Radio, along with Q Myers from Game Night, Monday through Friday, 10 p. to 1 a. Eastern Time.
Just throw the rock up one time.
Always have.
Used to be a thing.
I still do it occasionally.
Obviously, I do too.
Which means it's really not a thing.
Right,
Two old men like us are doing it.
Exactly.
Not that cool anymore.
Right.
And me, Evan Cohen, you hear us on Sportsmanlike with Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I should give shout-outs, by the way. Game Night on ESPN Radio. Emmett Golden, Myra Metcalf, the crew, Monday through Friday. Draft last night, we are here in Detroit. ESPN Bet in Detroit. Couple of themes and storylines before we get to an amazing story from Bill Belichick. Six quarterbacks, top 12 in the draft. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, to Chicago, Washington, New England, respectively. Exactly what you kind of thought would happen. But then the Atlanta Falcons threw everybody for a loop. They followed the QB rules, as discussed on ESPN.com. Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington. Draft a quarterback when you want one, not when you need one. That's what they did. Minnesota gets J.J. McCarthy at 10 overall. Trade up with the Jets. Of course, University of Michigan quarterback Bo Nix goes 12 to the Denver Broncos. There are your six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks. You had no defensive players picked until number 15 overall. You had seven wide receivers picked in the first round. Cue any other first round themes that we need to discuss here in terms of big picture themes.
I mean, I think when we spoke to Greeny, he really hit it on the head when it came to the defensive backs. I thought that Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell would go much higher than they did. And, you know, for the Philadelphia Eagles to be able to just sit and stay right where they are and let their DB come to them, Quinyon Mitchell. I thought that was fantastic. And, you know, Terrion Arnold to be able to, you know, be right here in Detroit with the Lions. And it just, he got his mentality, me talking to him, he has that Detroit feel. And the way that he embraced the crowd, they're getting a special player. So I was shocked that the DBs didn't go earlier than they did.
Interesting theme there for sure, because obviously that is a position that is attached to winning. Yep. A lot of the time. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. So Bill Belichick was part of Pat McAfee's draft coverage last night. He also is going to be joining McAfee every Monday this fall, which is awesome, and will be must-watch and must-listen-to content by way of the McAfee Show on YouTube and ESPN+. And he told a story last night about trading for Randy Moss in 2007.
I talked to Mr. Davis. I said, well, are we going to make a steal or not? And he said, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it for your fourth. And I think we were picking like seventh in the fourth round. So I said, okay, hung up the phone. This is like 11:30 at night, right after the first day of the draft. I call up Randy. Randy, this is Coach Belichick. Boom. Hangs up the phone.
What?
What? Let me try this again. Randy, it's Coach Belichick. Who is this? Who's pranking me? Who is this? Bam. Hangs up the phone. Randy, this is Coach Belichick. We traded for you. What? Is this a joke? This better not be a joke. Who is this? No. Really? I said, yeah, but look, we got to get this done by tomorrow at noon. All right, what do I need to do? I said, you need to come up, take a physical, and we need to renegotiate your contract. I was, well, I'm in Houston now, but I got a plane. I'll be there. And he's there at 8 o'clock in the morning, comes in and takes the physical. We renegotiate the contract. We're done at 10 o'clock. And first thing he says to me is, where's the playbook?
I love that story because I'm going to tell you why I love that story.
Do you hear the teardrops dropping on the ground right here?
From me?
No, from me.
Oh, as a Raider, yeah. Not ideal. Well, he never would have been that successful with the Raiders in comparison.
It's fine. It doesn't matter how successful he would have been. It was the excitement level when the Raiders got him. The whole town, as a young man being in the Bay, you know, the town was so fired up. Got Randy. Look, he's in songs. He's in song. Keek the Sneak put him in a song, right? Draft Randy. Mawson. Look it up. Super hyphy.
Keek the Sneak.
Yeah, Keek the Sneak.
I claim to know a little bit of hip hop. I don't know Keek the Snake.
That's because you're not a Bay Cat. I'm telling you, man. I mean, the town. It was town business, man. I mean,
is Keek the Snake someone that everyone should know?
I mean, if you're from the Bay, he's regional.
If you're not from the Bay,
no. That's what I'm saying. It was such a big deal in the town. It was town business. Like everyone was fired up. They got Randy. And knowing how the Raiders always wanted to, you know, stretch the field, who better to do that, as you very well know, than Randy Moss?
I love Randy Moss. I also think, like, it's amazing. People judge a book by its cover. That man is way more of a professional than people, like, have acknowledged over the course.
Smart dude.
I mean, saying when he was a player specifically, like, he came to work and he worked hard. Smart is an understatement.
Right.
Like, you watch him on the Dynasty, on the Apple Plus show, like, he's brilliant. And obviously watching him every single Sunday on Sunday NFL Countdown, he is a brilliant, brilliant man. Interestingly enough, never won a Super Bowl with New England.
No.
Undefeated season, never won a title, unfortunately for him. And then was on the Niners when they played the Ravens in the Super Bowl and lost that Super Bowl. So unfortunate in that regard.
He did get alligator arms on that pass across the middle. He had an opportunity to make the catch across the middle. Got little alligator arms.
You're retroactively holding things against Randy Moss.
I might be.
I don't think there's might on that. And I was at the draft like you were, so I did not get to see all of Belichick
at all.
Really any of it outside of some of the clips we've been playing. Rave reviews, it seems like.
Yeah, sounds
people
good.
People loved him. Loved. Did you guys get to see him at all, Cam and Bubba? I know you're probably watching Greeny's coverage on ESPN as well, but did you get to see him at all?
Yeah, I watched a decent amount. I was kind of flipping back and forth, and he was awesome. I mean, they would do anytime they had a coach. Like he himself basically booked Sean Payton, Kevin O'Connell, any player and coach was on was because of him. His interaction with Barry Sanders was awesome. Basically, anytime it was Belichick and a player or coach, it was just awesome seeing them talking. He did film breakdowns of every draftee, basically the top 15, 20 players. But it wasn't just positive stuff. It would be positive and negative stuff. So it was really cool seeing him in that kind of environment and just having fun and kind of loosening up a bit.
If you're Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, okay, you had two picks last night. You drafted a quarterback. Mm-hmm. If Belichick, who drafted you out of college to come play for the Patriots, if Belichick texts you while you're in your war room and you're trying to make a decision about what to do, do you still have to remove yourself from the war room and go on with Belichick on McAfee because it's Belichick? In other words, is Belichick bigger than your actual job?
No. No, he can't be. He can't be. He might be, but he can't be. He can't be. There's no way. I mean, you've got to be locked in. Now, you understand, and you'll I'm sure you'll respond to him as he clearly did. But no, you've got to be locked in, man. You can't say, hey, I got to go do this TV hit with Bill.
But they did do it.
I mean, he did do it, but we don't know. You know, I don't know when it actually happened. You know what I mean?
They like got
I don't
him know. On, it was like pretty much right after, though. But I mean, Bill got. Bill
but
got
there's six Sean more
Payton
rounds.
Right on after you could. They showed it was like during they had like O's the Mentalist on there. And he was out there, and Bill at one point, you could see, was texting Sean Payton because he whispered over to Pat, is like, is 10 o'clock okay? And he's literally just texting Payton and trying to get him on.
So he's a co-host.
He's literally just producer.
And he's a producer.
Yeah, and just
That's
getting
awesome.
People to come on. But yeah, you know Sean's going to come on for him. And always is Kevin O'Connell going to say no to him?
Is that the moment for the Atlanta Falcons last night? They were like, see, we told you he wants to be in control of too many things. He's producing, hosting, analyzing. Instead of looking at it like, this guy can do everything.
Such validation
he's now like,
for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
He's booking guests last night. All right, we did see a bunch of trades last night. Not as many as we thought, right? We had heard people say there could be double-digit amounts of trades that potentially could happen last night. Q, I'm going to run through these. You give your reaction to these trades that we saw last night. So the Vikings traded with the Jets to go up to number 10 overall. They get J.J. McCarthy. They move up one spot to get J.J.
I just didn't understand why they moved up one spot to get J.J. I don't think that the Jets were going to go ahead and get a quarterback, so I thought that it was a trade that they didn't need to make, but maybe they saw you know, a team that they thought was going to jump up there and jump them, leapfrog them to go get J.J. But now he gets to, you know, learn under a Kevin O'Connell. I think that's a good move.
All right. Vikings also made a trade with the Jaguars to move up to 17. The Jaguars moved down to 23. They drafted the wide receiver Brian Thomas out of LSU to give Trevor Lawrence yet another weapon there. But Vikings trading up to get Turner, a guy that many people, the outside linebacker, edge rusher out of Alabama, had slotted at number 8 overall to
right.
Atlanta.
Exactly. Well, defensive players didn't go off till 15, right? So, you know, they saw a guy that was starting to drop a little bit and said, you know, we can really help out our team. That, oh, by the way, lost Daniil Hunter, lost a couple players in free agency. So this is going to get a young guy in there that can get after the quarterback. Yeah, why not? Well, having those two first-round picks allowed them to be able to manipulate the board and go get the guys they wanted.
But they didn't do what I thought they were going to do going in. Right, I mean, we had so many conversations about the Vikings making that trade with the Texans to get the second first-round pick, and we all thought they were going to use that plus their first-rounder next year to get up into the top five.
Right.
They moved up to 10 from 11. That's all they did. And they ended up with the guy that we thought they were going to get anyway in J.J. McCarthy. All right, next one. Lions trade with the Cowboys. They get to number 24 overall. They take cornerback out of Alabama, Terrion Arnold. He was in studio with us at Unsportsmanlike last week. This man could not have been more mature for a young man. That I mean, it's unbelievable. He played 2 years at Alabama, redshirted a year, and he could not have been more kind and mature and ready to go. And now he goes to the Lions in a position of need at the cornerback spot.
He is screaming Detroit. He is screaming Detroit. When the Lions made that trade, before it was even announced who it was, I immediately knew Terrion Arnold. I knew it. And he fits with what they want to do like a glove. And, you know, the few interactions I've had with him at the Combine and also at the Play 60 event here just the other day, I mean, the guy is, as you know, so smart. He's able to break down, you know, film. The guy's one of those that he gets beat, or even when he got benched, I'm sure he told you guys the same story when he got benched. He went home and wrote it down. That'll never happen to me again. I'll make sure that won't happen again. It's just, he's motivated. He's driven. He always finds something to keep pushing him and get that burn in his belly. That is a fantastic pick for the Lions and a great trade as well.
And by the way, we should also point out that the Cowboys then slid down in the draft as a result of that. And they went backwards and went down to number 29 in the draft to draft an offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. Tyler Guyton, I believe, is who they drafted.
Yeah, and that's exactly who they wanted anyway. So, you know, and they didn't have a lot of draft capital going into the draft. So they were able to collect a couple extra picks, and they got the guy that they wanted anyway. I think that was a great move by the Cowboys.
Cowboys know how to do these drafts, man. They mess up in a lot of other areas, but they nail the draft almost every time.
Well, Cam, I was going to give you and Bubba and Q some ammo here because the reason I stumbled a little bit on the Cowboys pick is because I couldn't read my own writing. Because I write down every pick of the draft in the famous notebook, the infamous notebook that I have here. That is, because you can't find it anywhere else, like on the internet, obviously. Anyway, all right, next one. This is the one that Greeny is outraged about, the Chiefs and the Bills. So the Chiefs get the Bills pick at number 28. They get Xavier Worthy, a wide receiver, out of Texas, unbelievably fast. And listen, I understand the idea that you should not trade with Kansas City if you're a Buffalo. You should not voluntarily help them. If that is your mindset, I get it. But at the same time, you have to find ways of helping yourself. So that has to be the first mindset, first thought, if you are obviously Buffalo.
It's kind of like the conversation about don't trade within your division. And we know that teams do it. You know, and everyone's like, what did you do? You can't trade with them. You're going to play them twice a year. But, I mean, you do have to continue to try to improve your team and focus on what you can do. And if you have a certain guy that you're targeting, and, oh, by the way, you don't have a lot of draft capital, and you can still trade back and go get him, and most likely they're going to go get their guy when the draft gets started later on this evening. I mean, you do what you do, but it's the Chiefs, and they have, you know, they don't have a lot of weapons, but all of a sudden you gave them another weapon. So it just kind of feels like you're helping the enemy, right? That's just, everyone's trying to take down the Chiefs, and all you did is basically hand them the keys to another Lamborghini.
Well, let's talk about that. If you're the Buffalo Bills, do you have the Chiefs number blocked?
I mean, clearly not.
No, I know they don't. I'm saying, would you, Q Myers, if you were the Buffalo Bills and you were operating constantly chasing the Kansas City Chiefs, do you have their number blocked?
I probably would. I probably would have their number blocked just because, again, I'm trying to defeat them. You know, but the rest of the league is trying to defeat them as well. I mean, they are the standard of the league right now. Like the Patriots were for the longest time. Everyone's trying to beat the Patriots and take them down. Now the evil empire is the Kansas City Chiefs, and everyone's trying to take them down.
And the last trade of the first round, Panthers traded with the Bills. So the Bills trade down to 32. Then they trade out of 32. The Carolina Panthers get back for another or for a first-round pick here, as obviously they did not have their own first-round pick. The Bears had it, number one overall, Caleb Williams, to get Xavier Leggett, if I'm saying that right, I think, out of South Carolina, wide receiver. What do we think of that trade, Q?
I mean, I think it was good. You know, you got Bryce Young another weapon. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. I was shocked because the Panthers, you know, like you said, didn't have a first-round pick. Then it's like, oh, wait. the Panthers are on the clock. That's kind of cool. They get their first-round pick. They get that fifth-year option. Bryce Young gets another weapon, and that's what they have to do, and that's what they didn't do last year. They spent all their draft capital going to get Bryce Young, but they didn't put, you know, offensive line around him. They didn't put weapons around him. They've used this whole offseason in free agency and now the draft to go ahead and continue to build around that young man to give him an opportunity to be successful.
Those are the trades that have happened. Could there be more trades that happen now in day two or on day two of the draft, specifically with the wide receivers? We will dive into that coming up here. Feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shave starts with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol Shaving Cream, an American classic for over 100 years. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol. It is Greeny here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
Along with Q Myers, Evan Cohen in for Greeny. We are live at ESPN Bet in Detroit. And if you're out there dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing, free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not, or if you're in need of a fresh charge, and if you happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. And they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination.
With the 31st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
Niners get a wide receiver by way of Florida, but originally Arizona State. Why do I bring up the Arizona State part? Why do I bring up his first school? Because he was college teammates for a little bit with Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver for the team he is now on. Wide receiver that, per Adam Schefter, texted his bosses, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, after they made that pick. And the message, per Shanahan, quote, fire pick, can't lie, end quote. Now, Q, this is interesting because all throughout the night last night, there were conversations, and there still are for that matter, about the possible trades of both wide receivers, right, excuse me, with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, which I was shocked when the reports were coming out. I mean, Ayuk made sense only because he's, you know, going into the last year of his deal and he wants the contract extension, so we understood that. But, You know, Deebo Samuel to be kind of dangled out there as well, a guy that just got a contract extension, a guy that just changed his number, a guy that, you know, the 49ers social team has been blowing up with the fact that he just changed his number to one. That was pretty shocking to me, but neither guy gets traded, and then you bring in Pearsall, who's a fantastic player, and I don't know if you saw the reaction from C.J. Stroud when Pearsall went. He's like, man, that was the guy. Like, he was really upset that he wasn't there available potentially for the Texans later on.
When you just said he changed his number, I got to be honest, I thought you meant his phone number. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, what? I can't get a hold of him? So as we sit here today, both guys are still on the Niners.
As we sit here today.
By the time the season starts, both guys still on the Niners?
No, Ayuk will be gone. Ayuk, I believe,
you
will be.
You think Ayuk will be gone over Deebo?
Well, yeah, because Deebo, yeah, they just gave Deebo the contract extension. I think Ayuk will be gone. He's the guy who wants the contract extension. He's only got the 1 year left on his deal. He's the one that's all the conversation has been about all offseason. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me, like 1 + 1 = 2, but just because that makes sense doesn't mean it always is. But if I had to bet on one of those guys to be gone, it'd be Ayuk.
So Ayuk is 26 years old. He was a 2020 first-rounder. Last year, 75 catches in 16 of 17 games played. Each of the last two seasons before that, 17 games played, 7 touchdowns. Now, conversely, if we look at Deebo, obviously he doesn't do exactly the same thing as Ayuk. So even comparing them almost seems unfair because of the running back nature of what Deebo does. But just factually, Q, he is 28 years old. He is a guy that was drafted in the 2019 draft, and he has been a little bit more injury prone. 15 games last year, 13 games the year before, but in 2020, his second year in the league, 7 games. He had 60 catches last year, also 7 touchdowns, but ran the ball obviously a lot more, 37 carries last year. I'm not sold that Ayuk is going to necessarily be the one that gets traded.
I mean, again, they just gave the contract extension to Samuel. I don't see why you give him the contract extension and then move him, right? I just don't see that scenario, and I think that Ayuk will be a lot more appealing to other teams as well. So if I'm another team and I want to, and San Francisco has these guys dangling out there, I'm calling about Ayuk. I'm not calling about Samuel because of the injuries
and the style
that he's playing. It's a lot of wear and tear. Remember, we heard all the rumblings before he got the contract extension. He doesn't really like playing that style because he gets banged up all the time. So I'm calling for Ayuk. I'm not calling for Deebo.
All right, so if we look at the draft tonight, let's assume we're going to make up that they have the best salary cap people of all time for every single team we're going to talk about and that somehow they can fit them in.
Okay.
Buffalo's at 33. That's the first pick of the second round. New England is at 34. Both make a lot of sense in theory for him, or either of the two guys. How about the Chargers at 37? Is it a straight second-round pick for one of these two guys tonight, you think?
See, to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense to make that trade when there's quality wide receivers in the draft available. You can have a Keon Coleman, right, off top. I mean, he's one of the best wide receivers available right now. I think that why would you, you know, want to give up draft capital, get a guy, and have to give that guy a contract extension.
Right, you want one or the other.
Right.
When acquiring a player, you either want to sign him by way of free agency or just trade for him.
Right.
And not have to pay a ton of money.
Exactly.
Okay, but there become a point of a level of pick where you're like, all right, if it's just for that, I got to do it. Is it a third rounder, fourth rounder? Is it a 2025 second rounder that you don't worry about it now and you could always recoup it by way of trading another player if need be?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they have to. Two things I don't like, you know, is trading for a guy and then having to extend them because you're doing multiple things. And then the other thing is affecting other years if you don't have to. Right. So if you're going to make that trade, just for the sake of the argument, if you have to make that trade, I'd rather just go ahead and give up something now and then be over and done with it. Okay, I'm done with the trade. The capital's already in the bag. You got that. Now I just got to worry about the contract extension and go to work. And again, Ayuk, the way he stretches the field, I mean, his yards per, what did he catch, like 17 yards per catch or something like that? I mean, that's fantastic. So that's something that every team across the league, Buffalo, whoever you are, you know, could definitely use.
So there's not a team that I could sell you on trading a second rounder for him, or there is?
No, I don't think so.
Kansas City, 64 overall. I know the cap probably won't work on that, but let's pretend somehow they figure that. Let's just pretend they say to Mahomes, we could get one of these two guys.
Yeah.
We gotta convert stuff into a bonus to free up cap space.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Kansas City, sure, because they're Super Bowl or bust mode every year, right? And so why not load up? You know what I mean? It's just load up, and make a run and see. So, I mean, yeah, like we can find teams to fit it. Baltimore, I think, is a team that they could probably get their guy in the draft. you know, depending on how it shakes out. I mean, again, there's
but can they get a guy this good? And I'm normally not the guy that wants to pay the wide receiver.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to say, wait a minute, your team wide receiver all of a sudden.
No, I'm not. Fair. Fair critique, Q. But I guess what I'm saying is we're talking about guys that are so good. And you also, I mean, technically you have a right if you're the incoming team to say, we gave up a second-round pick. We don't care if you walk after the year. That's not necessarily the smartest thing.
No,
if you're Kansas City or Buffalo,
right?
In essence, if you're trading a second rounder for ultimately a third rounder for compensatory for a year of one of these guys, so
1 year rental, yeah. I mean, you could do that, but then you have a player that's already upset at the situation that he's in San Francisco because of the contract, and then you're going to acquire him, and he's still going to be upset because you're going to ignore what he wants, which is the contract, which is the reason why he wants out to begin with. If it wasn't for the money, he wouldn't want to go anywhere. Right? I mean, he would love to stay there. He probably wants to stay there in San Francisco and get the contract. I just don't see them taking care of him like that.
The NFL Draft is on ESPN Radio, presented by ESPN Bet, where we are here in Detroit. Coverage of rounds 4 through 7 begin tomorrow at noon Eastern time on most ESPN Radio stations and SiriusXM Channel 80. By the way, what do you think is harder, to learn the playbook or learn all your teammates' names, as Caleb Williams said last night?
Probably have to learn all your teammates' names. You know, I mean, the playbook, these guys, most of these guys are sponges, man. They just get in there. They can deep dive into it. Obviously, repetition, but probably learning your I got coworkers that I don't even know their names still. not on ESPN Radio, but
who are the two people producing the show right now?
Cam and Bubba.
Okay, just making sure you know.
Well done.
Like I said, not on the ESPN Radio.
By the way, Hembo couldn't do that, and he's on this show. Hembo knows literally nothing about either one of you.
I'm a team player, man. On
game
night,
knows more about the draft picks than us.
On game night, we keep it a family affair, right? I know all – and we always kind of feel like we're the outsiders, that we never get invited to the party, so I always tell them that I have to represent and make sure that we all go. If one goes, we all go together as a group. That's how we roll.
Oh, you brought them all to the draft with you?
This wasn't a ESPN thing. This was, not an ESPN thing.
Are they in the lab right now?
I'll be in the lab.
Are they producing this show right now?
No, but they didn't go to the parties. I'm talking about the parties that you guys all got to invite to. Matter of fact, while we're talking about it, I found out about an ESPN event because of our good friend Jason Horowitz that Evan Cohen had apparently told him was going on. I said, no, Jason, that meet and greet's not till tomorrow. He goes, no, the event's tonight. Evan just told me about it. I said, oh, cool. I'm working with Evan in the morning. I'm glad I got the invite, too.
Wow. Don't blame me. I can't get blamed for that. It's not my meet and greet.
You absolutely do get blamed for that.
So I was meeting up with the voice of the Raiders, Jason Horowitz, who I've known for a long time. And I said, hey, here's where I am. And I got permission. I said, can he come in to this? And I'm like, yeah, it's no problem. I guess you didn't get permission.
What about the other ESPN guy? Can the other ESPN guy come? No, don't worry about him. Leave him back at the farm.
By the way, very quickly, because we have to get to revisit our draft superlatives from yesterday to see how right or wrong we were. So speaking about bringing everyone with you, last night we're at the draft, and I'm with Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike, mm-hmm. and Nuno, who's our producer on Unsportsmanlike. And Smalls got a text from a big-time ESPN executive saying, hey, meet me over here. I'm going to show you the TV broadcast.
Yeah.
She walks right in. Security brings her up to the ESPN executive. Nuno and I are just standing there.
Of course. Just she just kept
moving. We were not invited up there, and we did not go. So
unbelievable.
Talk about bringing everybody with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, Cam, we had a lot of predictions yesterday. How did we do looking back on them?
You guys actually did pretty well. We're going to start with the most shocking moment. Evan said 6 quarterbacks in the top 16 picks. It ended up being 6 in the top 12. He also said Brock Bowers to the Chargers. Didn't happen. He goes to the Raiders. Hugh said the Giants would trade up to number 3 and potentially take a quarterback. That did not happen. So what was the most shocking moment from last night, Evan?
Even though I thought it would actually happen, and I said as such with us yesterday, I still think you got to go Penix number 8 overall to Atlanta. And the fallout from Kirk Cousins being upset by this and he didn't see this coming, I still think, Q, that has to be deemed the most shocking moment.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. I mean, again, we were having a conversation about Michael Penix. You know, when is a team going to take him? Will he slide all the way potentially to the second round? And, you know, I mean, there was so many different conversations for a team that just went out and spent the money that they did on Kirk Cousins. They'd go and double down and draft Penix. No doubt that was the most shocking moment.
All right, the biggest slide. Evan predicted one of the big 3 wide receivers. The last one was Romo Odunze, taken by the Bears at number 9. Q said Brock Bowers. He drops to 13 to his Las Vegas Raiders. Q Q, was Brock Bowers the biggest slide, or was there another player that slid that you were more surprised by last night?
I was more surprised by the cornerbacks, Quinyon Mitchell and Terrion Arnold, to not, you know, be selected till the 20s. But apparently I manifested Brock Bowers to the Raiders, and I didn't know it. I thought he was actually going to slide a little bit more. So I guess that I would look at that as a slide. A good pickup for the Raiders. They get a heck of a player at 13. It was a guy that nobody, you know, that covers the Raiders had on their radar. So that was a little bit of a slide, but I would say that the corner slide was a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that Q nails it, obviously, but I'll go even bigger picture than that. How about defenders in general?
Yeah.
We did not have a defensive player picked until number 15 overall in the draft. 14 right. straight offensive picks, 6 quarterbacks. Biggest slide, I think, is just defense. Cam.
Yeah, and by the way, the record before that was 7 picks, so we doubled the record last night with the offensive players taken off the bat. The biggest winner, Evan said it would be the Bears. Can't argue with that one after last night. 2 huge pickups. Q said Byron Murphy. He likes the fit in Seattle, potentially. Evan, was the biggest winner the Bears, or do you have another one?
I mean, there's an argument. It's me.
Yeah, I think that's pretty apt.
I mean, Cam, I'm going to let you make my case on my behalf.
I'm about to say, let someone else say that you were the big winner. You can't say that you were the big winner.
Listen, man, the much maligned QB rules, they played out exactly last night. Whether you agree or not, the Falcons drafted the quarterback when they wanted one, not when they needed one. And Evan gets vindication for all the hate he's taken for the QB rules.
Yeah, and I also said the beginning of the draft would be chalky.
Yeah,
and it was.
It was.
And you said 6 quarterbacks in the top 16. It ended up being even more than that. So
I had a very good draft last night.
Good
for
you.
Very good draft. But the Bears in general, I think you nailed it. I mean, bringing that up, Cam, they got what seems to be the guy that was the consensus best quarterback in the draft for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And they got somebody for him to throw to that doesn't have to be perfect right away and gets mentorship from Keenan Allen.
Right.
Rome Odunze. And they already have linemen, so it's not like, you pass on a guy to protect them. They have that already in Chicago.
I think that I'll just go in another direction, and I'll say that the Philadelphia Eagles, they won. There was conversations about them potentially trading up to number 12 to have to go get one of those corners, and instead they just stayed right where they were, and it came to them.
I mean,
that's an interesting one.
I think the biggest winner is not even a question. It is Xavier Worthy. He's going to score 3 touchdowns in the Super Bowl this upcoming year and play with Patrick Mahomes for the next decade. So that's a pretty easy one for me.
That's by the way, you bring up an interesting point. If you had to pick, and I'm not a huge fantasy football guy in terms of, like, I'm not good at it is what I mean. I'm not against fantasy football, obviously. But if there's one fantasy football pick from last night, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, I would argue it's actually what Cam just said.
Yeah.
I think Xavier Worthy may be the fantasy football pick from last night.
Well, you know that Patrick Mahomes is not going to overthrow him, right?
That's true.
I mean, he's got burners. So, I mean, the dude is just adding an element to the Chiefs that they don't necessarily have. Obviously, they got the Rashee Rice situation going on. Who knows how many games he's going to miss with his legal issues. And so, yeah, I mean, he's not a guy that's going to have to get a ton of targets, but the targets that he gets, I bet you they're going to count.
Could it be your guy, Brock Bowers?
As far as fantasy?
As far as fantasy.
I wouldn't put him there because the quarterback play still I don't think is great. I think it's good. I don't think it's great.
And he's sharing the load.
Cam.
Yeah.
I don't buy that. I know what you're saying.
I'm saying Jacoby Myers.
No, I'm saying with Michael Mayer, like, as a tight end, like, I think.
Oh, no. I'm not worried about him sharing the load with him. I'm talking about the rest of the team.
Yeah.
Vontae, Jacoby, and the way that Antonio Pierce is going to want to run the rock as well.
I want to throw one other thing out there, okay? And I know this is very preemptive, but not really. Sorry, Bubba. On this, as a Cowboys fan, Dak Prescott is not signed long term. Dak Prescott is an unrestricted free agent after this upcoming season.
Yep.
You don't think he pays attention to what's going on with other teams just in case? And you don't think a team like the Raiders, with Davante Adams, Jacoby Myers, Michael Mayer, and Brock Bowers, is a team that he may not look at and say, I can work with that?
I bet he can, but I don't think that they can work with a $50 million a year quarterback either.
All right, fine. Next one.
All right.
Good one, Evan. Thanks for that.
Sorry.
Two left.
I got your back.
Saints it is.
Two left. The biggest loser, Evan said, is the Saints. Q said it's Kool-Aid McKinstry. Real quick, biggest loser from last night, Q.
Cool.
Well, you were right about Kool-Aid.
Yeah, Kool-Aid
he did drop, yeah.
He slid to the second round. So, yeah, I say Kool-Aid and defensive backs in general. Only 3 of them were taken in the first round.
See, I guess people could say – Kirk Cousins, but I don't think he is.
No, he's got $100 million guaranteed in the bank. He's good.
He's all right.
He's done. He's done what he's done his whole career. Cash, checks. Straight cash, homie.
All right, last one. Biggest head-scratcher. Evan said it would be whatever the Chargers did. They take Joe Alt. Probably not too head-scratching there. But you also did predict that the Falcons would draft a quarterback. Q said the team that drafts Bo Nix is the biggest head-scratcher. Interested to hear if he feels that way about the Broncos. Evan, what was the biggest head-scratcher from last night?
Well, to the masses, exactly what I said, right? In terms of the Atlanta Falcons drafting a quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., number 8 overall. I loved the pick, but I'm right. It is the biggest head-scratcher. More people are, quote-unquote, scratching their head today over that pick than any other pick.
I'll say the biggest head-scratcher, because it was so unexpected, was Brock Bowers to the Raiders, to be honest. I mean, they I don't know what their plan was. I think it was Michael Penix, if they couldn't get their guy. But nobody that covers the Raiders or talked about the Raiders had Brock Bowers on the list. It's not a bad pick. It was just one that nobody expected.
Okay, so if I told you that you were making that pick and Brock Bowers was there, it's not like you're saying he's bad. You wouldn't have picked Brock Bowers. You're not against it. Who would you have picked?
I would have picked Terrion Arnold. That would have been my guy.
Okay. All right. I obviously said the Falcons were in the zone last night, right? Get in the zone. Brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Coming up, who you got? Greeny on ESPN Radio on the ESPN app.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Greeny, the podcast.
Along with Q Myers, Evan Cohen in for Greeny today as we're broadcasting live from ESPN Bet in Detroit. The Milwaukee Bucks have just tweeted that Giannis Antetokounmpo is listed as out for today's game against the Indiana Pacers Game 3 at Indiana, as that is a 5:30 p.m. Eastern game on ESPN television. Q, not good news for the Bucks, but also what we kind of anticipated.
Yeah, it's what we expected, and it's something I'm okay with, is don't put that man out there until he's ready to go. You do not want to hurt him for the long haul. It's bad enough that he's out right now. You don't want him out for the long haul, so I'm okay with the decision.
Fair, and it basically, if you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, what they have become is the Blazers for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? It's like they're good enough to maybe win a playoff series or two, not good enough to get into the finals without Giannis,
right?
And Dame's going to have to play that way. Dame literally left Portland to not have to be on Portland, not the city, the team, obviously.
Right.
Great
right.
City, as we know. Shout out to Portland State Basketball. No apparent reason. Just excuse me. May or may not play there.
That's right.
But they've recreated the Blazers by accident here, unfortunately for him, in Milwaukee. If you missed any of Greeny, catch up on both hours of the show. The Greeny Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
All right, Bubba, who you got?
All right, it is time for Who You Got. I know it's Q's first time. Lucky for him, it's not sponsored, so there's not as much pressure on you, so don't worry. Don't worry.
I love it. Let's go. Let's all bring right. it. I got you.
NBA playoffs continue tonight, as Evan just mentioned, on ESPN. Tomorrow night on ESPN Radio, if you had to pick one series where there will be an upset, Who you got?
Let's roll with the Pacers. Pacers and Bucks. Think Indiana will get them.
Is that an upset?
Without Giannis, probably not. But I mean, the Bucks are supposed to be that team. They're supposed to, and they made the move for Dame Lillard. So I mean, without Giannis, it looks like not much of an upset. But Indiana's young, and they're not 100% ready. I don't think ready to make that run yet. So I'll go ahead and slide them in there.
Okay, you guys are going to have to help in terms of what's deemed to be an upset. I know we're sitting here at ESPN Bet, and we should know this. But would the Sixers beating the Knicks be considered an upset in people's minds?
Yes, the Knicks are still favored in that series.
Okay,
in people's minds, I don't think it would be an upset, right?
All right, but ESPN Bet, it would be an upset.
Absolutely.
Well said. Well said by you. I think the Clippers and Mavs go 7. I don't think either way you can't pick that as an upset,
no.
Regardless of who wins. I think the most logical upset for me right now would be Philadelphia over the Knicks in a true form of an actual upset. Excuse me. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow night, Lakers, Nuggets, 3-0 Nuggets in that series. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80.
100 Bye-bye. Years ago last week, Rand McNally published his first road atlas, Classic Rand. Would you like to go on a road trip across the country? Is that something you would do? Who you got?
Nah, I don't. I wouldn't.
Nah, I mean,
we're old.
What about you two together? Yeah, no. Go on a trip
who's
across the country.
Who's driving?
Hang. I love Q.
Who's driving?
I'll drive.
No, I want to drive.
Okay.
I want to be in full control at all times. But the problem is, when I drive in my car, ain't nobody eating no food, and we're not stopping.
Well, I'm really hungry right now, and I just had to leave the set to go to the bathroom.
So maybe you should drive.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Why would
at
I
all.
Do that? Why would I drive?
Not in the car. No.
Wait, really?
No.
How old, I know you have an older son.
Yeah.
Who's in college.
Yeah.
Do you have any other kids?
Yeah, but they don't. But none of them. Even when they were young, they didn't eat in the car.
So you don't allow them to eat in the car?
No, there's none
Good
of that.
For you.
We're not having that.
Good for you.
We're not having that.
But, like, no. What if you're rushing around? You work your butt off, and you go all over the place. You need a quick sandwich from one place to the next.
I'll stay there and eat before. I won't. I don't even like to go through the drive-thru. If I go through the drive-thru, I'll get offended because I have to put the food in the car, and then the car will smell, and I don't like that.
I don't know if this is an amazing thing by Q or just really weird.
It's probably really weird, but I'm okay with that. I've embraced really weird.
I mean, I appreciate his dedication to a clean car.
Absolutely. Oh, hey, the car stays clean.
Just couldn't be me.
Stays clean. Two things. Car stays clean. Hair stays cut. Facts.
Oh, well, yeah. We know about his weekly barbershop.
That's right.
Next one.
69 years ago last week, speaking of food, Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's in Illinois. Who you got as your favorite fast food restaurant?
McDonald's. Love it.
As long as you don't eat it in the car.
Well, you know what? My answer to that, I should rephrase that. Whoever it is that becomes an advertising partner with any of our shows here at ESPN Radio, because I support those who support us.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. If we have great advertising partners from any of the fast food chains, guess what Q and I are going to do? Go to lunch there.
We're going to go right there. I would say that if Raising Cane's became the partner, I would say Raising Cane's. I love Raising Cane's.
Well done. Next one.
38 years ago last week, Geraldo Rivera opened Al Capone's vault and found nothing. So, in honor of Geraldo's disappointment, what book, movie, or TV show did you have high expectations for going in that really let you down? Who you got?
I can't believe I have an answer for this immediately, but the movie Snake Eyes with Nicolas Cage back in the day had one of the great trailers ever. And the trailer was maybe 1,000 times better than the movie.
Great movie. What are you talking
about? Oh, come on. That was terrible.
Well, mine's really going to disappoint you. Remember when Beavis and Butthead had the movie?
Yes, but I never saw it.
Okay, good. It was terrible, but I thought it was going to be fantastic because I was a guy that loved to watch Beavis and Butthead, but it turned into like a musical, and it was really weird.
Beavis and Butthead, the musical?
It just wasn't what I expected. And so, yeah, as a young Q, as a little Q, I didn't like that.
It's a lowercase Q.
Lowercase Q. There you go. I had to make
now
sure.
Now you're
again.
A big Q.
That's right. Dollar dollar bill, yeah.
Anything else, Bubba?
I'm just upset that you have an issue with Snake Eyes here. That's Nicolas Cage was just doing great there. What are you talking
about? As we're at a casino, you're talking about Snake Eyes.
He
well
was great.
Done by you. There you go.
Never thought about that for 1 second. Literally not one singular second.
And Cocaine Bear was a terrible movie, too, by the way.
Really?
It was a terrible decision to go see it, so shame on me.
I mean, that just seemed like it was going to be terrible all along.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody at ESPN Bet here in Detroit. The entire crew coming up next. Carlin vs. Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.